talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, February 12th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour. And here we go. Yeah, don't eat the mic. It's not on. It's not on. It's coming around, though. It's coming around. There we go. Now can you hear yourself?
Yeah,
there we go. All right, joined in studio by Michelle Whitaker and... You know, it's very hard for me to... I can't even... It's just not in my brain anymore.
My name just leaves you.
Your name leaves me. And the other day, the sad thing is... See, normally I wouldn't even tell this on the air. I was talking to somebody with you not anywhere near the conversation. And I referred to you and I called you by the other name.
It was on the radio.
Did I do that on the radio?
Yeah, I was listening. It was Friday night.
Yeah, and it totally... Oh, okay, there you go.
Which is weird because Angie knows my name just fine.
Oh, she corrected him.
Well, oh, my God!
But it's a subconscious thing for some reason. I don't even know that I'm doing it, I don't think. I think if I knew I was doing it, I wouldn't do it.
I don't look like an Ashley. I have a cousin named
Ashley.
Now,
what is an Ashley? What do people look like their names?
My cousin looks like an Ashley, yeah.
Really?
I don't look like a Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to find one of these people and see what they look like.
I guess. It's not
because,
me.
Because you, just for some reason, Ashley is in my brain.
Sorry.
I don't know why. Maybe your name's too short for me.
Abby?
Yeah.
So it's Abitha. Is that long enough?
Now, do you want me to call you that?
No.
No. Okay, well, there you go. So we're in trouble.
It's one less letter than yours.
I understand, but I don't refer to myself a whole lot.
SS.
There you go. Well, this is interesting because 1 year ago, pretty much today, was the first time we did any kind of a radio program together. And it was Valentine's Day that day. I think it was on a Friday last year. So the whole thing, which is really, I think, where the tenor of many programs went, being about relationships and love and marriage and all that gunk, all started right there on that Valentine's Day. So here it is a year later. What have you learned in the last year since that program?
I don't know if I've learned a lot. A lot's changed, though, right? I mean, and also I think we got together that day to recap our holiday get-together. Right? Remember the night before we were together?
Oh, that's right. The Christmas party
snowed.
Had happened the night before. Yes.
Right.
Snowing.
And it was snowing. We had bad weather.
Remember it snowed?
I mean, I don't know what I've learned, but it was a good year.
Well, it was a good year.
I mean, it was a good year
in
a lot of ways.
It was right before the COVID, and then...
It was Applebee's, and everything shut down.
And then everything shut down.
We slid in, yeah. We got one last outing, I think.
One Christmas party.
Yep. See? It was a holiday party.
Yeah.
It certainly was. It certainly was in February.
It was fun. We had a lot of fun.
February 13th.
That's a good day.
So what have you learned in the last year?
I don't know. What have you learned?
Oh, everything.
Oh, come on.
Well, you sure. I mean, you evolve. Don't you evolve as time goes on?
I think last year should have taught us a lot of things.
What did it teach you?
So I had a chance to slow down, and Michelle did not. But that was my takeaway from it. I mean, usually springtime and summer, we are insanely busy with the kids and sports and try to squeeze in a vacation and, you know, weekends or this or that. Like, everything is always busy. And this year, it just wasn't. And it felt really good, to be honest.
You know what I learned? That people should not worry. Because this became a big worry, COVID. I mean, people died. People, and you would see it on Facebook, friends you knew, acquaintances. People would get sick. You had the possibility to get sick. You never knew what was going on. So you learned that, you know, that really is the final step. That's you're not coming back from that. So everything else kind of becomes a moot point. Everything else, you know, why worry about anything else? Because if this is right in your face all the time, everything else doesn't matter. What's going to matter if you're done?
Right.
Nothing. Everything else is just there.
It's true.
True, true. Shouldn't that be how people think all the time, though?
They don't think that, though. They think every... Well, you know, we just had the pastor on, and it was an interesting show, because he was talking about how he owned a construction business years ago. And it was a horrible event for him to shut that down, because the financials were no longer there for it, and he thought that it was a bad time for him. Mm-hmm. But it led him to a much happier time, a much happier profession that he never could have predicted when that was going on. And I think sometimes you're so busy and stuck doing something that you won't leave because of the financial nature of it, that when you're finally forced, you know, it's like a kid learning to swim. If you finally push them in, they'll learn that you either sink or you swim.
True.
But if you sit there and stare at it all day thinking about it, you probably won't.
Well, yeah, that's true. There probably are a lot of people that went down different paths and stuff from all this.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think a lot of people had to restructure their life because of it.
People like you that didn't, nothing changed.
Nothing changed, but it could day to day.
Nothing changed.
It's a day to day proposition.
Yeah, did your perspective change?
On
nope.
Well, no, you said that it should be one thing to teach people, like, not to worry. Like, that's a change in perspective, right? Did you have a change in perspective, Scott?
Well, I don't think I was worrying much last year at this point.
Right, so your change in perspective on marriage changed?
Well, I don't think any marriage has happened in the last year.
So, your perspective.
No, my perspective. Which what would you say my perspective a year ago was?
You're anti-marriage.
Oh, you were anti-anything last year at this time. Anti-anti.
Well, sure, I don't see getting married.
And also anti-taking advice. Good advice.
Yes.
At this point last year.
Anti-everything.
We could
say, I don't think
do
that's
you?
True. I don't think that's true.
You were totally anti-relationship at this point last year.
Well, I really don't know. You have to define a relationship for me to understand what that even really is. If a relationship means, like, typing things on Facebook and linking people, then no, I think I'm still against that.
Okay.
You're against publicly having a relationship.
You're against publicly saying the name.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You are.
Well, I'm against talking, but see, that's just not relationships. Anything personal, I am not really all that into discussing.
Right. That's okay. I mean, everybody knows who you are in town. You don't want them to know all your personal junk.
That's exactly right. I don't.
It's just deflecting. That's all.
He's a town superstar.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want them to know everything. But do people really care? I always wonder, do people really care what's going on? No, they don't.
The people want to know.
No.
They want to know.
They don't care.
They want to know who the mystery person is leaving you goodies on Wednesday mornings.
I think people have figured that one out a long time ago.
I hope so.
I was onto it right away.
Yeah.
That's a good person.
Yeah.
That's a good person.
No one could. Yes, we will not even try to dispute that. No one can dispute that.
Right? No. So there you go. So you, see, that's a good. Last time at this time, obviously, I wouldn't have even been around that person.
No.
In any capacity.
Nope.
So, look what happens.
Right.
You get better in a year.
It's cosmic, Scott. That whole, it's all just, yeah.
Sometimes
see,
I don't
get
know
better
what
in a year.
It's cosmic?
It is. Like, it's just written in the stars. That's all.
Written in the stars. It's meant to be.
I don't like that.
Love is in the air.
Written in the stars.
Does that sound too permanent for you, Scott?
Well, I'm not even sure what that means.
Oh, come on. Like,
the voodoo lady cursed me. I'm just waiting for that to all come crashing down and it's all over.
I think some voodoo lady cursed me at some point. So.
Officially uncursed, though, right? I mean, you're.
Oh, yeah, she did call back and apologize. Okay. We were just.
I thought so.
We were just a little shaky there for a minute. Everything cleared right up.
Right.
Have you ever been cursed by a voodoo lady? It's interesting.
I think I have. I just don't know it.
But you know, that's all mind over matter, because if something terrible would have happened in the time after she had said that, even if it was like 2 weeks later, somebody, but that lady cursed you. It had nothing to do with the lady's curse, because now, like 2 weeks ago, she's leaving me nice voicemails and everything's fine.
Yeah. She probably didn't even remember. Did she remember what she said? Or no, like whatever.
I would imagine she probably remembers what she said.
She probably goes around cursing everybody.
I don't know. She was just unhappy. It was all over about not getting a show that she felt she should have gotten. Mm-hmm. But once she got the show, everything was okay.
Right.
What a mess.
Just a miscommunication. Do you know how many miscommunications lead to things that are bigger than they should be?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think we should just talk about this because I think when you talk about our miscommunications, you really like...
Who?
You.
Oh, yeah.
You really like speaking of villainize us.
You make us... We got villainized from the ladies.
Yes.
That oh, on in. Tuesday?
Oh, no. What? That was yesterday.
Thursday.
It was yesterday because I... No. Wednesday, what day did she call in? Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yes.
And I really don't think that some of your listeners or your callers understand like the dynamic that we have at all. Like I think
what is
it
that?
Just it always makes us sound like awful.
Did and I I'm tell like, a false
Wait
story?
A second. No, it's I don't think
yes, you did. You said that you got a text from Mary Ellen at 6.
I did.
6:30.
I did. 5:58.
Okay, but you never texted us until 7:34.
Oh, no, that's when she sent it. I didn't get it until, like, 7. She had sent it, but I didn't read
so
it till, like, 7.
You didn't open it till 7.
Yeah.
But you didn't send ours until 7:30-something. At that point, I'm already on the way here when the roads are bad, it's snowing out,
because,
and I have to go to McDonald's for your breakfast.
No, hold on. Because at 7, ooh. I tried to message her back and say, you know, would Thursday just be better at this point? Let's just work this out. And then I tried to call her because I knew she was awake. And when those two things did not work, I thought, well, she's probably coming. So then I went to the route of letting you two know that she was coming.
And truthfully, like, neither one of us, we were just like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like,
care.
And why are we having this conversation?
Because then on the radio, and you're like, you make it sound as though we were, like, freaking out and, like, causing issues or something, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, see.
And then they're like, oh, so it's a. No, wait a second. We totally understand, like, honest.
You didn't
mistakes.
Tell
like,
people
it wasn't like
I
you
went and got you breakfast and dropped
right.
it off.
That was nice
you.
Of you.
It just sounds like, oh yeah, they were so upset. I'm like, wait,
were
no,
upset? I don't think I said that you were upset.
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
No, I think what I said was that it was unfortunate, and I did not know if it had created any problem because you did say like a little may have been funny, but you can't tell that in a group chat.
Okay, stop. You know my humor.
It's funny.
Okay.
You jab back just as hard, though. That's the thing these people fail to hear all the time.
Yeah, but see, sometimes you say things, and I think they're a joke, and then they're not. I come to find out.
This could all be if you just had my phone number to text right. me like a real person, or we had yours.
Well, we don't need to get that close.
I don't get notifications from my social media.
Right, and that's what I said, too. I was like, I don't always... Sometimes I do, it's weird, and then sometimes I don't get messages. Like, or
so if you just had my phone number to text me like a real person, that'd be so much easier.
So really, what is the problem here? You think
I'm giving you a hard time. Really, the problem was we were mad that the lady called.
Yes,
I'm
like,
well,
oh
that's
my
not
gosh,
me.
These people think that like we're
you
told,
are
yeah.
in control of your listeners.
No, I can only tell them what
it's like
I know.
Your kids. Like people get mad at the parent because the kids are acting up. We're mad at you because your listeners are calling in.
Yeah, I just think that you know you never know what's going to happen day to day, and that was one of those unexpected occurrences that you didn't expect.
Right, which we were not even like. Neither one of us were like. Upset with you at all, but then you know it's kind of portrayed that way, and we were like, now we sound like crazy people that don't understand like honest mistakes, which we do.
I know, and then I didn't have any food for Mary Ellen.
Oh,
well, how? Yeah,
did you yell at
did
her?
Did you eat in front of her?
Did I yell at her?
You always.
Why
yell
would
Mary
I
Ellen?
Yell at her?
Did you
Come
eat
Mary
in
Ellen.
Front of her?
Well, she told me to.
Yeah, she did. I was here.
She did.
She said that.
She said she had just eaten.
Oh yeah, she did. Because I apologized for not. Having anything for her.
But, like, you would have at least gotten a coffee or something.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
But I went way out of my way to try to warn you. Now, obviously, you did not read the message.
I'm so confused what happened the night before. Because you're like, okay, you're on, come in.
Yeah, what happened was
so
the,
what
night
happened
before,
the night before.
Because you were saying, I'm only available on Tuesday. So I knew I had Mary Ellen booked on Tuesday. And then you guys were saying, well, the weather's going to be bad. And maybe she shouldn't be out on the roads tomorrow morning. And I didn't really think anything of that. But then she just happened to email me in that interim and say, I'm a little worried about the roads tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, because I had just had the conversation with you, I said, well, don't worry about it. Thursday, I don't think the roads are supposed to be as bad. Why don't we just do this on Thursday? And that was that. And then I messaged you and said, well, tomorrow's open because she's going to come in on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, then the next morning, I got the message that it was going to be that day.
Yep.
That's it.
Just weird miscommunication.
Yeah, well, there was no purposeful.
I don't think any of us took it like that.
He hates us. He hates us.
I think we just make
feel the love in the air for Valentine's Day.
I can feel it. Well, I don't know that anybody's learned anything from Valentine's Day.
Nope.
What are your Valentine's plans, Scott?
Well, I don't think that that's necessary.
Really? Because I guarantee you would have asked one of us that.
Well, what's your Valentine's plans?
I honestly, we don't have plans. We're not doing much.
You going to make a video?
If I get bored, maybe.
I think that's nice.
Not for you.
Well, you don't have to make one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Now, this is something that I want to go back to, because this started like 3 days after Valentine's Day, because you had made a video for somebody, okay? And
my husband. We can just go there. Like, it's not.
Well, I don't know how touchy you get on these things, so I always leave.
She wants to hide her husband.
Well, he wasn't the husband at the time.
I know what he is now.
Okay, your husband. But at that
Does
time,
that hurt you to say that word? Because I feel like it just hurt a little bit.
Ben.
No, I'm just, he's your husband. Good. That's nice.
The word hurts you.
I don't know. I think it's fine. I think it's nice. So in any, and how's your husband?
Great.
Everybody's perfect.
Let's go.
Husbands are all good.
Mm-hmm.
In any event.
So I don't know. I'm not making a video. I don't really have a good plan of what we're doing. I will probably cook dinner at home. I think the weather is supposed to be bad again, if I saw it correctly. Another storm coming in on Sunday.
Yes, another storm.
But you thought I was making fun of the video that you made.
150%.
But I was not.
Oh, my gosh.
You read it wrong.
I heard it wrong.
You heard it wrong. You read it wrong.
We could scroll back through, but that would be a long year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying at that particular point, what I was saying was that I'd never seen that before, and I really had not. So I was surprised.
You're backtracking.
That's it.
We got to get you up to like 2012 or something.
I thought it was nice. I thought it was nice.
2016 was okay. Like, let's get you there.
Sure. I thought it was nice.
Let's get you to that technology.
You know, here's the thing. Like, I've never been one that goes like crazy for Valentine's Day. I don't go buy extravagant gifts. It's not just, that's never been a thing. Not that I don't like the holiday. I think it's fun. I always do things with my kids for it. But I've never like gone out and thought it was a holiday where I need to like buy a significant other, like,
right, for couples,
something major. Like, that's just never been a thing. So the video was just a fun little thing that I could do that just took nothing but my time. And
You got vicious when you thought that I was going to say something bad about this.
Listen, it was all in context. You can't talk about it now and take it. It's not
that was
the same
a year
context.
Ago. We've all right. learned things.
I learned, year. Sure. I learned that you're a little touchy about videos.
No, it was
now.
Not
you know,
about
we
the
were
video.
All in different places last year.
You're taking it out of context because it wasn't all about the video.
Oh, what was it?
Oh my gosh, I can't with you.
Right?
Well, see, nothing has changed in a year.
Yeah.
This is pretty much what it was last year.
No, not true.
Abby's definitely. I don't know. You've definitely. You're.
I don't know.
What is it? I don't know. Love is in the air this year.
Is it? I don't know. Is it?
Sure.
Abby can cry now.
I have emotions again. So emotions. I suppose.
Oh, you were crying last year.
No,
was not.
No,
you were.
No.
Oh, I saw you cry.
No, I can tell
you.
You
didn't see me cry.
I know exactly
I saw you cry.
Where she is.
I did not cry a year ago.
Oh, yeah. You were just tearing up all the time.
Oh, you're so not right. You're full of beans, Scott. You're full of
beans.
Full
of beans.
Wait, you did? Because I think the Google commercial
was
the Super Bowl.
It was the Super Bowl, but that's why I was
like
what?
One of the first times you broke.
But that was not.
And the Super Bowl's before Valentine's Day.
Yes, but I wasn't like full on like having emotion on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
There's
well,
no
I don't
way.
Wanna, I don't want to see you sob.
That didn't come back until like I think I remember it was like May or June.
Yeah,
to be
definitely like, yeah.
That's good.
You can definitely see a difference.
I'm just saying, like. You know, maybe it was a quarantine that was like, got to me a little more than what I thought.
Maybe.
So what are you crying about?
No, like before I didn't cry happy or sad. Like I was just kind of emotionless. Now, like I've always been more of a happy crier, I think, than a sad crier, probably. Or like, you know, you get upset or frustrated with something. But like, you know, it always, I don't know, like I can have emotions again, which is good.
Do you have emotions, Scott? Speaking
of
Valentine's
Day. All the time. Yeah, well, sure, all the time.
I can tell.
I'm full of emotion.
Yeah, totally.
I just don't know why. Nothing really sparks an emotion in me.
Indifferent, right?
Yeah, to everything.
I feel indifferent to everything, too.
Mm-hmm. You've always been that way, though.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know why.
But mm-hmm. I'm it's at okay. that spot right now. Indifferent.
But see, that's life in general. See, everybody thinks that everything's supposed to go on forever, and everybody thinks everything's supposed to be a certain way. You know what? Change happens.
I really hope not everything goes on forever. Like,
it's just how you react to things. You know, everything is not always perfect. But I don't necessarily know that it all leads to sad things.
No.
I mean, you might not like the moment, but what are you going
to
do?
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't like change, though. I mean, you go through crappy times to get to a better time. Like, change.
Well, that's true, but why worry about it?
Right. That's what I... Right. Like, everybody hates starting a new job. Like, we'll start there. Like, who likes to start a new job? Like, everybody's always nervous, and, mm-hmm. like, when you're scheduled... Even going from summer to, like, school starting. Or when you went from quarantine to having to go back to work.
It was hard.
I think that was probably stressful, and a lot of people... going from quarantine, like, they finally got used to being at home, and now they're going back to work. I think any kind of change is stressful for people.
Well, like, last year I did podcasts on several different things. And you know what I learned after a year of that is I like that. I like that, you know, I like the rhythms of that. I like you don't have to worry about what you're saying.
I like podcasts.
I like that there are no end to them, that you can go as long as you want or go as short as you want. Mm-hmm. I like that it's not like, you know, 8 a.m. in the morning, I have to do it. You can do it anytime you want. Mm-hmm. So, and you know what that also taught me? It was an interesting thing. It also taught me that, you know, change happens. I think back to the people who started in radio. Well, when television came in, a lot of them got pushed out. And then television came in, and then internet comes in, a lot of them got pushed out.
But by newspapers and print.
But you're never really gone. Yeah. As long as you can still talk, and as long as you can still have your ability to do whatever you want to do. I mean, I look at some of these podcasts now. You know, I was thinking about Larry King when he died. This brought it home in my brain, and then the year that I've had. He was no longer on any broadcast network. Mm-hmm. He was Hulu or something.
Right.
So, and that was one of the biggest names, cover of People magazine, when he died.
Definitely.
So, who cares?
He believed in love. He got married eight times?
He believed in love.
Eight times.
You're trying to race Larry King?
No.
No, she's done. This is it.
That was an eye roll from Scott.
I hope.
You that couldn't see
it. I hope.
Let's hope.
Listen, you don't have to plan on the first two.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Did so I can't reassure that this one's going to last forever either, but I hope so.
This is a good one, though.
Yeah, it is. It's just different.
You knew the other ones were bad in the beginning?
There's a whole different vibe. Yeah,
when we're young, we tend to.
You know, I just think when you're in it, you think it's great. You know, until it goes bad.
It's not. Yeah.
Until it goes bad.
But I don't think everybody always thinks everything's great when they're in it.
No, I don't think so either.
I've talked to does.
That's not true.
When I have talked to people about things that later ended up being very bad, they're fine. They don't see what other people see. But that's okay, because people make their own choices.
Right. But I've also said for years, I don't think things are meant to last forever.
Right.
But aren't you saying this is meant to last forever? So isn't that a little contradictory?
I think you end up who you're supposed to end up with, but I don't think things are meant to last forever. Like, you grow and you change, and then you end up with who you're supposed to end up with. I don't think that if I would have met him at a different point in my life, maybe it wouldn't be forever.
That's true.
Oh, that's very deep.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's deep. I just timing. Think that's where we're at.
That comes back to our timing.
I don't know if any of that's really true, but that's okay. Because...
How do you get to tell me how I feel isn't true?
I said I don't know if it's true. I said it... Yeah, I did not say it wasn't true. I just said I don't know if it's not true.
When I preface things with saying, like, I think, I'm not saying, like, am I wrong, Scott?
I don't know.
I don't know that it's a hard and true fact for everyone. I think that, like, if I would have met people at different points in my lives, they may not still be in my life today.
Why would you get engaged and married if you thought it was going to fail?
I don't think I thought it was going to fail.
I'm not talking about you in general. I'm saying anybody. Why would anybody in their right mind get engaged and married to something that they thought was going to fail.
Well, I mean,
you wouldn't.
If it's a really old person and they have money, like,
well, you know, you just wouldn't. Like, but
if there's somebody, a 40-year difference, and they want that. Go.
But somebody else might be looking at that going, "Whoa, you know, I think that's going to be bad."
People I think they're married for different reasons, mm-hmm. though.
Okay.
They do,
right or wrong.
I don't know why people do.
Well, right, we understand that. So
I think it's much easier to not be married and stay with the person.
Well, I think the problem is, I just said this to you, like our culture, especially us, like our age group growing up, like in movies, it's all about if the guy gets the girl gets the guy, or Disney movies, the princess and the prince, and like it's like almost like the goal is to find your significant other than actually like be happy on your own. Like, if you're whatever age and never been married, say you. Like, but people know you. But, like, especially females, people will be like, oh, like, you're single. Like, some people, like, they feel sorry for you. Like, you're, like, it's a bad thing that you're single and you've never been married or something.
Yeah.
And people are like, why are you? There are people like that. Like, they will think it's a bad thing that you've never been married or single. But it's, like, okay to be just happy and travel on your own. And
I don't think I would travel in groups with those,
like,
people.
Not getting married and having kids isn't everybody's cup of tea.
That's right.
Right. That's true. And that's what, but I think in this society we have, they kind of make it like, oh, when are you going to find that person? Like, because it's always in your face through music, through movies, through, you know what I mean?
Well, probably.
Yeah. It's what's expected.
It's what's expected, rather than a single person just going and living and being happy with that. Like, why can't you be happy with that?
I don't know. Why can't you?
You can.
Right.
I'm just saying, but
so you're saying movies and fake life dictates real life.
Right. I don't know if it's from our parents' generation, because people got married. I mean, they got married. You know, so it's like, I feel like it's shifting, because I won't think of that with my kids. Like, single, married, whatever you want to do. But I think, like, our parents, definitely, people got married.
Probably.
And stayed home, and,
I think there were less things to do.
That's what I mean. There's nothing to do.
You have more time on your hands.
But, I mean, I just see that a lot. But I think it's shifting now. I think there's more single people now.
I think there's just too many things going on now. I think there's just internet, and I think there's people with their phones, and I think there's messaging, mm-hmm. and I think there's texting, and I think there's social media, I think there's so many things that can drive wedges in between
and
people.
Work is definitely, like, one of them. Like, people have to work to everything. I think everything's expensive, and you have, like, people are very career-oriented, driven now, and they're more worried about that than finding a significant other sometimes, especially, like, in your 20s.
I think you're right, though. I think that people are more apt to reach out to someone, like, behind their phone. Like, they're, you know, like, before, years ago, they didn't have phones or social media just to reach out. I definitely think that causes issues, 100%.
But I think there are a lot of disasters of people.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, but you don't think they're a disaster when you're around them.
Oh, yeah, I know people like that.
You think they're fine. You think everything's okay. You know, I heard somebody say last night, this was strange, and I'm not even sure this was about a relationship, but they said, I know this person has problems, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to help them fix them, mm-hmm. because we have good times together. Now, you already acknowledging this person has problems, mm-hmm. and I don't know that you can ever fix anybody's problems. They've got to be ready to fix their own problems.
Absolutely.
So this is a big... Even though you're having good times with this person, or why else are you there?
That's what they call a red flag.
It's a huge red flag.
But the people in it don't see the flag. The people in it think they really are going to fix that person.
You can't fix a person.
I don't think you have to go in thinking you're going to fix it. I think you have to go in accepting it. Like, you're going to have to accept that that's their fault or their whatever, but you can't fix it. You're not going to change them.
Right.
Yeah. You're just not.
That's
mean,
like someone saying,
they may change.
Like, you need to think marriage is great. I mean, you know what I mean? You're never going to think that.
I might. No, well, see, that's wrong, though, because I do think that certain marriages are great. I just think for me.
I'm talking about for you.
Yeah, so we meant for you. I understand
for you.
That. For you, it's not what
That's
you want.
That's like someone saying that marriage is what you need in your life.
Well, you know, people can have opinions.
Right. Abby can too.
Right. Well, sure.
I think.
That's what this
that's
is all
I'm
about.
When I say I think, for me, I don't think that things are meant to last forever. I think you grow and change too much, especially between like your 20s and 40s. Like, that's a huge time of like major change.
I just think you never know what the other person's going to do. I don't think you ever know in life what the other person's going to do.
Amen.
In my case, I would have no idea.
Right.
I mean, if we could see it, obviously we wouldn't get married.
Looking back, there was probably lots of red flags that I missed. Yep. But
I think people are more aware of the red flag now, though, like to, what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
But well, maybe people our age.
Here's the thing, though. Would I go back? Would I do something different if I'd known what I had known? I can't even say the answer to that is yes.
Right. You can't say one way or the other.
You know what I mean? Like, if I would have known that, especially my second marriage was going to turn out the way that it did, would I have changed? Would I have, like, just not jumped in? I don't know. Because there was a lot of, there's a lot of good.
See, there you go. There's good, and that's what happens. You, the good, for some reason, the bad is easily suppressed, and the good is easily put in front. And it's harder. I've heard people, so many, I don't want to pay the money to get divorced. I don't want to go through that. I don't want to go to court. I don't want to have to split the house and the stuff in the house. Well, okay, that doesn't mean the marriage is still good. That just means you have other issues going on.
Yeah, I mean, listen, nobody wants to go through it. It's awful. It's an awful experience from start to finish. Nobody wants to do it. But, you know, no good marriage, like, failed. Like, it's not a sad thing.
No good marriage failed.
It's bad. It's bad. You get to, no good marriage ends in divorce. If it's good, it doesn't end in divorce. If it's bad, it's going
to
end in divorce.
Oh, see, I don't know about that. That would have to be analyzed by somebody. Because I, if it's true that people...
Really...
If it's true that people change, like you say,
you know, for sure.
If you're married for a long period of time, the beginning of it might have been a good marriage.
Right,
but the
sure.
end is not good.
Right. There's a point where it goes bad.
Right, but it doesn't mean it was a bad marriage. I know people who are married a long time, and they have kids together, and once they're divorced, they become friends.
Yes.
Right.
And so, when it's bad, like, I don't think there's a reason to, like... If it's bad, it's going to go from bad to worse. You know what I mean? Like, if you've tried to repair it and you've tried to make it better, and it, I think it's just there's a point where it's doing more harm than good to your to you mentally, physically. I mean, the mental things cause physical issues,
mm-hmm.
and then your just health is overall bad.
Yep.
And I am speaking from experience. I'm telling, like, there's a point
well,
where you're
that's
holding
on. But see, that's everything in life. You know, at some point, you have to understand that you don't control everything. Nobody's in control of everything.
I think there's people that think they control everything.
Well, and when you end up not being able to control everything, then you just have to say, okay, well, that happened. Big
right.
deal. Move on.
Yes, that was that.
Moving right along.
You can't fix yesterday, but you can certainly do something about tomorrow.
Exactly right.
Yep.
That's it.
And I don't think there's any shame in that, you know, like... Take the lesson and go on. Live your life happily.
Well, but isn't... I mean, don't you make the final determination on if your life is happy or not?
Absolutely.
Right. And a lot of stuff you cannot predict. You can't predict whether you're going to be fired or hired. You can't predict whether somebody is going to cheat on you or not. You can't predict whether or not you're going to get ill or not. And those are bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But how you react to them... That's the important part.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's a work in progress, I think, for everyone.
Is it?
Your reaction, I think so. Yeah. I think you learn a lot along the way.
You know, I have noticed that when something bad, when people label something bad happening to me, they'll ask me, like, how I am. Like, let's say somebody dies.
Sure.
They'll ask me how I am. And, but there's always like a complete misjudge because in my brain I'm thinking this is not that big a deal to me. It's change.
Yeah, you definitely have a different brain when that comes to that. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Oh.
No. I'm serious. I don't. And I've talked to you about this before. Like, I wish part of me could have that, like, you know, acceptance that someone in your life is going to die and that it's okay. Like, you know. We've had people that have died close to us. You handle it a whole lot better, I think, than I think there's you have less emotion about it or you process it differently. I wish I could do a little bit more of that.
Well, I'm not sure what else you're supposed to do.
Agree. But I don't think you handle it. You handle it differently than a lot of people do, which is a good thing.
I mean, maybe most people go through grief, which grief is not controllable. You can't control it.
No, but I mean, you know what's funny to me? What I always notice is the big ones in life are death, and the big ones in life are illness. Because you absolutely can't control those. You can't control those in yourself, and you can't control those in others. So everything else that people, these superficial things like marriage and like your job and like how much or where you live or what, all that really is, people get upset about that. And I think, it's not life or death. It's not an illness that's going to keep you in bed for 2 years. And maybe take your life. It's not that. It's not like being... You know what's interesting? If one day you got up in the morning and you went and you got fired from a job you were at for 20 years, and then you went home and found out that your spouse was divorcing you, and then you went to the doctor at 3 o'clock and found out you had 6 months to live, mm-hmm. the first two things would become moot points. Mm-hmm. It's, who really cares about that job? Who really cares about that relationship?
True.
Because I'm left for six months.
True. No, that's true.
I'm traveling.
Yeah,
but some people, forget a loss of a job is really defines, you know, who they are. Some people, you know,
never define yourself by your job.
But I agree 100%.
I think there's different people. So I think if some people got sick, like people that are like love their house and love to cook, that would be like their thing. Like they want to take care of that house like until the day they die. Me, I love my house, but I would be like, yeah, I'm going to go travel now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people. I think they would just stay home the whole time because that's what they would want to do.
Comfort.
So as life as a general, what do you know for sure about your life? Just in life in general. What would be a good life lesson? Yeah, I like this question. What is a good life lesson that people should know? I think everybody should have a life lesson.
It's not that big of a deal.
Life's not that big of a deal.
No, like things aren't that. I don't know. Like people worry about.
Yeah. I'm probably a bad one to ask that.
I don't know. I think people worry unnecessarily. Like, they don't need to worry about... Some people worry about everything. Like, nobody cares.
So, like, if you're teaching your kids a lesson, like, you would want them to know. This is how I'd have to put it into perspective.
Okay.
Because for me, it's not... But if I want to tell my kids something about it, I don't know. I mean, I have tried to teach my little one, like, the other ones, because the other ones are trying to, like... Luke, of course, he's 18, and he's, like, has no clue he wants to be for the rest of his life. But when we have this conversation with Kaysen, I always tell him, like, when... They're like, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? His standard answer that I've told him to give now is happy.
Exactly.
And he gets it. He gets
that. And how do you get happy?
That's for him to figure out. But I don't want him to say, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, like, you know, a lawyer or a doctor. No, like, I want you to be happy. I don't care what it is you choose to do. No matter what it is you choose to do, like, do it with the end goal of being happy.
You know, but I've known an awful lot of really, really... lower economic people who are happier than a lot of people who have a lot of money.
Right. Sure.
Because the people who have a lot of money, they seem to be very rushed. They seem to always be in a project. Mm-hmm. And they seem to have to always maintain that lifestyle.
Right. That's sure. What I said. Like, the worry. The worry.
The worry. Now, the lower economic people, they're just worried about, is there food on the table? Is the car running back and forth so I can get back and forth to my job? And at 3 o'clock every day, I'm coming home to the person I like the best. Now, that's a very simple, happy lifestyle. And those people will live a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think when you complicate life, that becomes a problem.
That's what I said. People worry too, like, they just worry too much. Like, usually it's okay. Somehow, some way, mm-hmm. things usually are okay.
They really are. Have yes. you ever noticed that? That mm-hmm. the worst thing, I mean, people will panic. People will get letters. People will get information. They'll get stuff, and they just go into complete panic mode.
Mm-hmm.
And give it like a month. And if you really look back on it, you'll say, well, that was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get letters all the time being a business owner that I'm half the time I'm like, what are they talking about?
Right.
And I'm like, I don't even know what this is, but okay. And it doesn't bother me. I just figure it out.
Well, and what is failure? I mean, because what we're really talking about here, happy, sad, all that. What is the definition of failure?
Because never once trying.
Right. So as long as you tried.
Right.
Who cares?
Never trying mm-hmm. is the definition of failure.
Right.
Yep.
It's not whether you succeed or not.
Right. Yeah.
It's whether you tried.
Yeah. It's not.
That's where the
trying.
Big regret comes in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think so.
And a lot of times, you know, I have noticed that people will stay with things because they feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Guilt's a big driver for a lot of people. And once that guilt is absolved, then you can finally, oh, okay, well, what do I do Monday now? And you all of a sudden you have a whole wide open door.
Right.
Your time is open. You're emotionally open to other things. It's a really nice thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Plus, you got to surround yourself with good people.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. I've told my kids that, all of that.
Yeah. I think if you surround yourself with people that are, like, you have to surround yourself with people that have, like, your same core values. Don't ask me what my core values are either.
I think you just have to choose people, like, who root for you no matter what.
Right.
I mean, you know.
When the train gets to the last stop, get off.
Yeah.
Pull the plug.
No. Don't pull the plug. No, see, you got to have somebody who's going to keep your plug in.
Wait, well, what? Scott?
Yeah.
That's gonna totally make the changed. Decision.
No, not me. I've always been a plug-in person.
No.
No, that's not what you said.
That's
last
not
year.
At all true. You've told us, like, you all you really need in life is someone in the end to pull the plug.
Yes.
No, you need somebody who's
there. Oh, my gosh.
No, but you need somebody who's there who knows whether you want your plug pulled
Love
or not.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Is
as
it?
Pairs.
Well, that's good.
For you?
Well, sure. Why wouldn't you? I mean, you gotta like other people.
Let's get to the nitty gritty. What are you buying for Valentine's Day, Scott?
I don't have any idea.
Come on. What are you doing?
I don't know. It's the weekend.
So what are you, like, I don't care what you're doing.
You
I mean, like, what are you doing
you're
for Valentine's?
Like,
are you, like,
somewhere?
Are you doing, like, the classic chocolates and, like,
well, see, I think all that's nuts. I think that's nuts. I think chocolates and jewelry and balloons and flowers, I think this is all bad.
Why?
I'm just asking.
Because it's very rudimentary.
Sometimes the classic stuff is good, though.
Yes.
The chocolates and the flowers.
Do you expect something?
Exactly. I don't. No. But
okay.
I've told you, that's never been, like, a huge thing for me.
Why not?
I don't know why, honestly. Like, since, I remember in high school, it was always fun, like, oh, because people get flowers delivered to school, and, you know, are you going to get that? But, like, in my adult life, and especially since I've had kids, I've always just done something more for them, which
right.
is always doing something small, but, you know, I get them something cute, like, whatever.
Looking for that secondhand chewing gum.
No. Ask for that. It was always a big deal, like, if you got balloons at school or if, you know, your name got called to the office to come pick up your stuff. Like, that was always a big thing. But since then, I don't think that in my adult life, it's never been huge. I don't know.
I remember senior year of high school, it was warm out on Valentine's Day. That's all I can remember from that. It was so warm on Valentine's Day, and it's so cold this year.
So a weather forecast.
That's all I can think of. Like, I remember because I went down to Xavier University to visit my sister for that because it was, like, the Little Sibs weekend, and it was so warm in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. It was, like, 70-some degrees, and I was like, where is that weather this weekend? I just flashed back to that today because I hate this weather. It's horrible.
So now as we wrap up here, as you look back in the last year, I know it flies by, doesn't it? In the last year, what have you learned?
Didn't we already do this?
No, I don't think we got good answers.
I think I've learned that it's important sometimes to slow down even when you think that, like, you can't. I think you need to slow down, look around, figure out what's important, what really, even some of the things that you think are priorities on a day-to-day, like, really aren't necessarily, like, the important things. And, like, yeah, I think you need to take time for yourself and the family. That's my goal this year, right? Self-care.
That her goal is self-care this year because she doesn't do it.
I don't.
That's nice.
I don't.
But I'm doing a better
job.
I keep, like, bothering her.
Well, I know because on Christmas Eve, when I saw you...
That's not the kind of self-care I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not talking about looks.
It's a little under the eyes. But, I don't know.
I did my February. I've been doing the pay at the drive-through like once
nice.
A month is my.
So
that was
nice.
My New Year's thing was to pay for somebody behind me at the drive-through.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yes.
I did my February already.
Oh, Scott. So it's important too. You should really touch on Wednesday. You need to write this down so you don't forget. Wednesday is National Act of Kindness Day.
There we go.
Oh, I'll be right on that.
So what are you acting kindness for us?
Well, I don't know that I should have to do anything kind for you. Because, have you ever done anything kind for me?
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just saying.
This is where we need to start a running list.
No, give me one.
Bring you breakfast. Bring you Diet Coke. Bring you pretzels. Go to the gas station working, and I go get you food because Scott's hungry or because Scott needs random things. I do all of these random things.
Those were nice. Yes, I appreciated that. I saw pretzels the other day, and I thought of you.
Aw, see?
I
did.
Yeah, I said, well, there you go.
See?
Those were good memories.
Yeah. Pizza combos.
Pizza combos.
Yeah.
That wasn't my big thing.
Flips.
It wasn't. Flips. Oh.
No, that wasn't my big thing either.
You eat pretzels.
I ate the pretzels.
Diet Cokes, and you had gas station food with the rest of us. Don't pretend.
I love gas station snacks.
Oh, best.
It was a thing. But usually it was because you were, you know.
No, I was stopping for you specifically. I do not.
That's not true.
I cannot honestly tell you the last time I ate anything from McDonald's. The only time I'm going through there is if one of my random kids needs, like, chicken nuggets or you need breakfast. That's
well, it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
What was the last nice thing you did for me?
Oh, Christmas.
That was very nice.
There you
go. I'm
not
going to say that, but that's I don't know if that's a random act of kindness when it's like a Christmas
holiday
gift.
I said something nice about you like a week ago on the air.
When you called me Ashley or?
No, I said a nice thing.
What a nice thing. What was that?
Well, if you didn't listen, I can't.
Was it like,
really
oh, Ashley's got good hair.
He talked about the blueberry.
I did talk about the blueberry thing.
You know, Scott, coming right up here.
A little bit of time, sure.
We've got plans.
Do you?
Yeah.
Michelle and I
oh,
have
that's
plans.
Good. You going out of town that day?
Big plans for you.
I don't. We don't think so, but.
Can't wait.
Oh, we know what day it is.
I'm taking that day off.
You are not
leaving town.
No better than that.
Leaving town.
Nope.
I'm leaving town.
Is it during the week?
It is.
Yeah, so you're not taking the day off. You didn't even take a day off during the stay-at-home order.
I think we should.
It's
make,
my time.
I think we should make note of the fact that, like, regardless of what he says, it's not number 28.
Yeah, it's not 28.
It's a big number, but it's not 28.
29. That is a big number.
Uh-huh. Nope.
29.
It's an important one.
Wouldn't know what to do with you if you weren't here in the morning. Like, they wouldn't know what to do.
Depressed. The depression would set in.
I mean, I think people actually would be, like, kind of sad that you weren't on the air in the morning.
It's an important one.
Well, you can always, you know, listen to me, like, on the internet. I don't think I would ever.
You know, every time I try to listen to a replay, it's always, I don't know.
That's nice. Just don't think of it as a replay. Think of it as live. As it happens. Well, this has been a nice little reunion a year later.
It
happened, even though it was a little, you know, on a Tuesday.
And I still don't know when we're opening because the weather is horrible.
Yeah, it's a bad February.
Yeah, I was shooting for like 24, 25, 26, one of those days. I don't, the weather does not look good. I can't do it when it's supposed to be raining and like 33. No.
It'll be fun.
People can wait
we'll
another
there.
Week. They can wait
oh,
a week.
Oh, sure. I'll be there.
So,
I'll be there.
Well, I just said I'll be there, didn't I?
The snow is just, like, we're supposed to get another one. Monday.
We'll see how that all goes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Hope everybody has a good Valentine's Day. Do what you got to do. A lot of people have Monday off, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day's on Sunday. It'll
and
be nice.
Monday is President's Day.
President's Day. Who's your favorite president?
Obama. Yeah, I mean, in my lifetime.
Kennedy.
All right. Well,
I
get the same
know
nose.
Know much about Kennedy.
You do. You
but
got the same Kennedy
I wrote,
nose.
Like, I researched Obama when I had to do a.
He had a little bit under the eyes, too.
Did he?
It was one of those things.
He had
things.
Those rough days.
I need
he
to research
days.
Another president.
Rough days.
I had to do, like, a report one time on Jackie O. So then
well,
I
had to do, I
anything.
Did Obama. We had to pick a leader. It was for my master's, and I picked him because he was relevant at the time. He was the president.
He was president. That does make you relevant.
Everywhere.
Certainly does.
So.
Well, I'll be back tonight from 8 to 10. Listen to that. That'll be fascinating. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And everybody stay tuned. More programming right after this. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Later, Marion boasted a population of 800 people. 3 churches, a private academy, 2 newspaper offices, 21 stores.